The Poetry Hour, Volume 15, An Introduction. Poetry is often cited as our greatest use of words. The English language has well over a million of them, and poets down the ages seem at times to make use of every single one. But often they use them in simple ways to describe anything and everything, from landscapes to all aspects of the human condition. Poems can evoke within us an individual response that takes us by surprise, that opens our ears and eyes to very personal feelings. Forget the idea of classic poetry being somehow dull and boring and best kept to children's textbooks. It still has life, vibrancy, and relevance to our lives today. Where to start? How to do that? Poetry can be difficult. We've put together some very eclectic poetry hours with a broad range of poets and themes to entice you and seduce you with all manner of temptations. In this hour, we introduce poets of the quality and breadth of John Dryden and William Morris, as well as themes on Victorian poetry, August, the female poet, and more. All of them are from Portable Poetry, a dedicated poetry publisher. We believe that poetry should be a part of our everyday lives, uplifting the soul and reaching the parts that other arts can't. Our range of audiobooks and ebooks cover volumes on some of our greatest poets to anthologies of seasons, months, places, and a wide range of themes. Portable Poetry, let us join you for the journey. John Dryden, An Introduction. John Dryden was born on 9th of August 1631 in the village rectory of Aldwinkle near Thrapston in Northamptonshire, and grew up in a nearby village. In 1644 he was sent to Westminster School as a King's Scholar, and then obtained his BA in 1654, graduating top of the list for Trinity College, Cambridge. Returning to London during the Protectorate, Dryden found work with Cromwell's Secretary of State, John Thurlow. At Cromwell's funeral on November 23, 1658, he found company with the Puritan poets, John Milton and Andrew Marvell. The setting was to be a sea change in English history, from republic to monarchy, and from one set of lauded poets to what would soon become the Age of Dryden. Later that year, he published the first of his great poems, Heroic Stanzas, in 1658, a eulogy on Cromwell's death. With the restoration of the monarchy in 1660, Dryden celebrated...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?